and Papa Benny.
For real. Mm-hmm. What about these things that they're insects, they got those long hind legs, you know, and they jump around in your yard?
Papa Grace.
Some on green, some on black.
You know, I saw the largest Papa Grace here. Since I never saw him go down through there, I ever saw in my life. I had never saw Papa Grace here. He was bigger than my thumb. I had never seen one that long. Real big blacker. And they said to come in and, you know, they said, once they had, but they had this over the needle. That Papa Grace is in some place and that was eating crops. And these means they said it's real big blacker, but I seen them here. It's something like Papa Grace is here. They're large. They're again larger than they're all near Papa Grace. If there's some big way big my thumb.
What about these are little tiny fish that some people use for bait when they go fishing, you know?
The little perches.
Perches, or these look like kind of small shiners, you know?
Uh-huh. Some shares and some of the little baby cobs and little big drums and things like that.
Some people call them minnows or something?
Mm-hmm. Call them minnows. You know, these bear. Now, I've been like, you catch there, I know how to get these minnows from you. You can go to the schoolhouse, you know, and buy them. And just like if you want to fish a bear, well, a catfish is kind of a heavy animal too. A catfish are more, catch a little small perch more so than it was. I hung one the other day, the river in trouble for, but I had a little perch. Oh, he wouldn't be long there. Mm-hmm. I had a little perch that was feeding near the bank. He got on there, his head better stop it, he's going after you can pull him out. Mm-hmm. I said, thank you, I'm going to put you on my big one. And it had been sitting out there near about as long as you've been, since you put his last tape on. And I had never noticed the other bank. When I know it, he's pulling the pole out of the bank. Now, reaching that pole, sure, when I got through, I was sweating. But he tore that pole up. Jordan said, you really want to try? I said, no. I said, I figured I didn't pull anything that pole. Mm-hmm. I said, man, he tore that pole up, though. Yeah, it's out the black pole. It's out there, man. She said, if you had got him out, I said, I wouldn't have stopped till I got home. She said, I know it, man. I didn't try to catch him. But he tore me up. I let it get him. I don't know what it was. She says she glimpsed and she thought it was a cat. Now you can catch them blue cats, chum cats. Mm-hmm. Honey, you better have you some hold of them things. Them things is really something else.
Well, those things can get huge. Mm-hmm. So, those things can get really huge. I know some people who fish farm around dams in Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, and they talk about catching catfish that go up 100 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
Something like that. Just huge. And it's really funny what the way they catch them. Some of them catch them with these. They're not really poles. They're just really a stump of a pole. It's only about that long.
It's a reel.
Well,
and they can wear them in.
Yeah, they have these big heavy duty reels.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about, that the pole itself, isn't it about that long?
That's how long these hand reel be.
Mm-hmm.
They can take
the reels on that.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing is real thick, you know.
Yeah. I saw some of them.
Yeah.
They let me pull that thing so when it's hanging, the part you're holding your hand,
mm-hmm.
the real, like you said, the real style.
Yeah.
I seen a man fishing with one down in the old river last year, and there's a place back we call Silver Basin. It's a wild place, yeah, by wild river. I saw him fishing there with him, and he can take that thing in his hand, do just like that, and just go out on the side of your car. That's something for me, boy. My brother fixed me all the time because I never could throw it.
Mm-hmm.
I never did learn how to throw it. He paid $18 something every year and I can't throw it anymore. I was scared of it. He said I don't throw it hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me how to throw that and like tore out the main windshield out of his car.
Mm-hmm.
He said, good James, so you can't show your mother and you don't know. So you let get my windshield. He said, if I ain't got another, I'll put you in there. He said, yeah, but I'm not with him here, not for my money's dad, from David.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me about these things, you know, sometimes they're collect in the corners of your ceiling, you have to get a broom and sweep them out, you know.
The dirt damage?